Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is 11:05, 5 minutes just past 11 in the morning. Apologies on my behalf. I've had such a morning. I know I'm 5 minutes late on the show, but it's just I've just had two of those days where I have not stopped working. I've been, you know, going back and forth a lot. I got some nice rest last night, but I feel like I could have kept going. I heard my alarm and I was like, damn, I really gotta go shower, gotta make breakfast, gotta make lunch, gotta get ready. I'm not coming back until really late at night. It's one of those days where you're whoa, I actually won't be in the comfort of my bed for quite a while. I tried to catch the 99 that came at 10:25, and I just missed it by a couple seconds. And the next one came in 5 minutes, which is not bad, but it does make the difference. So unfortunately, here we are. But welcome to Discali, everyone. If you're new to the show, we'll get into a quick little brief of how it works. But before I do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam people. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver. It's nice and sunny. Yesterday, we had a bit of a cool day. Thankfully, it was I don't want to say on the gray side. I kind of want to say it was a relaxing, cooler day where we were able to take a break out of the, crazy sun that we've had these past couple days. I know we also had a bit of rain, which was nice to see, but I really do miss that, pavement rain smell. I forget, there's a name for it. I can't remember, but it was nice to have a bit of rain in Vancouver and just enjoy a bit of a break from the sun. But we're back with the sun, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be hotter than ever, starting this Sunday, Monday, I think, if not tomorrow, maybe, perchance. And then we get some rain and thunderstorms later. But anyway, we're not the show of meteorology. We're here the show of all things music. Here on Discali, this is the show of music, and we talk about everything to do with it. But the main layout is we have a mainstream artist or artist of the week. We talk about them. We focus on one project in specific, whether that be an album, compilation album, EP, live album, you name it. We talk about one of their projects in specific. We run through it. We go through the tracks. We talk about the drama behind it, the vinyl record pressing, the concert tour that might have accompanied it, anything to do with that project itself. And then after that, we move on to our discovered artist of the week, which is someone who is, I would say is probably fairly similar to our mainstream artist of that week, and it creates a nice little segue, a nice little bridge for you all to maybe be like, oh, I like their music too, let me check them out. We've done this artist before, but now we're going to focus on a different album. We are going to also repeat the discovered artist again. Unfortunately, they haven't released any new music, so we're just going to listen to the music again and get into it, because I remember finding myself enjoying the music a lot, and just having a fun time. Today, we're actually going to be doing Selena Quintanilla, or also known as Selena. For those who don't know Selena was an iconic Tejano music artist. She is no longer with us, unfortunately, after her very, very, very tragic passing in the 1990s, I think it was. I think that's when she passed. I can't remember, if not the 80s. But recently, her Dreaming of You album, I think you call it a post-mortem album, it was released after she passed away. Her Dreaming of You album had its 30th anniversary, which meant that it actually got remastered and republished just this year. So actually, if it's 30, that means she died in 1994, give or take. And so it got remastered, which means a bit of new production, a bit of a different style, still very similar, if not almost copy-paste. But some of the production behind it is a bit more modernized, in the sense it just sounds better, it's clearer, the instruments are more prominent, and it's really, really cool to just go through this album. So I'm very excited. This album was actually released under UMG Recording, so Universal Music Latino, actually. This was her first quote-unquote solo English project that she was supposed to release. But there are a bunch of Spanish songs on the album. So this will be a half English, half Spanish episode today. But you will be hearing a lot of Latino music, Tejano music, which is always so much fun. Because if you're wanting to dance at this hour of the day, you will be dancing with Selena. For those who don't know, Selena Quintanilla was born April 16th, 1971 in Freeport, Texas, which means she is American, but her parents are Mexican, so it does make her of Mexican descent. She unfortunately died March 31st, 1995 at the young age of 23. Cannot imagine that in Corpus Christi, after being murdered by her fan club manager, Yolanda Saldivar. Truly a very tragic story. And if you're willing to get to know a little bit more about Selena, there is a series on Netflix called Selena the Series. And you get to know everything about her life and how there was a lot of complications between her and her husband, her and her family, everything to do with Selena Quintanilla. She was in a band called Selena y los Dinos. That's actually how she started off. Which it was a band with her family, with Abby Quintanilla, which is her brother, and Suzette Quintanilla, which is her sister, as well as Selena being the lead vocals. We had Suzette on the drums and Abby Quintanilla as honestly truly everything. He was guitar, he was keyboard, he was like, he became actually Selena's producer. So he did kind of everything. I kind of relate him to kind of Phineas and Billie Eilish. So Phineas is Abby Quintanilla and Billie Eilish is Selena Quintanilla. But yeah, they started off as Selena y los Dinos, and then once they gained their popularity and they kept, you know, like, having more of a breakthrough, there's a lot of members that came in and out of Selena y los Dinos, but then when they got a record deal, it ended up just being Selena, and then Selena with her band in the background, but Selena always gave so much credit to her band, to her family, to her, relatives for, you know, shooting up in fame, which is also really, really cool. Selena is mostly known for her Tejano music and one of her greatest singles, Como la Flor, which it translates to like the flower. If I remember correctly, last time that we did Selena, we did Selena Ones. Was it Selena Ones? I think it was. Was it? Yeah, I think it was Selena Ones. I can't remember if we played Como la Flor. I think we did. But actually, Como La Flor did end up on this album, Dreaming of You, as well as Bitty Bitty Bum Bum, and as well as Amor Prohibido, which Amor Prohibido was the lead single off of her album before this album, which was called Amor Prohibido. But I'm going to get into kind of like the English and Spanish songs of the album, so it should be really, really exciting. We can get into the Dreaming of You album and talk just a little bit about the actual history of the original version. It was released July 18th, 1995, so right after she passed away. This ended up being Selena's most sold album. Usually postmortem albums are the most sold because everyone's feeling very, very saddened, very want to get as close to the artist as possible. It was recorded from December 1994 to March 1995, so right before she passed away. The genre is pop and Latin, so this was kind of like Selena's entry to pop as much as she could. There was 6 singles off of this album. I Could Fall in Love, Tú Solo Tú, Dreaming of You, Tecnocumbia, El Rojo Relajo, El Toro Relajo, wow, whew, sorry guys, kind of cleaning up it there right now, and I'm Getting Used to You. I'm Getting Used to You was actually added as a single in 1996, so a bit later, almost a year later, but yeah, this is kind of when she scored a record deal. With EMI, and following her Grammy Award and nominations in 1993, which is pretty, pretty cool. But without further ado, I've been yapping for a bit, and I just want to get into the music with you guys, because who doesn't want to listen to some Selena at this hour of the day? So without further ado, we're going to start off with the first track, I Could Fall in Love, off of Selena's album Dreaming of You. You're listening to The Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The way I feel, I might lose control. and let you stay. Cause I could take you in my arms and never let go. I could fall.
So fast. I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates,
Between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to The Scully Show. That was Selena Quintanilla with I Could Fall in Love. Truly something that Selena knows how to do, and you'll learn from also this next song, is that she can write a love song, and she can really, really, really convey it in her singing, her vocals, and the production in general. To be fair, I will stress from this album specific, a lot of the songs actually aren't written from Selena. A lot of the songs were already written, kind of how general most labels work is that these songs are written by writers and then it's given to an artist, and whoever kind of like fits the vibe most is given to them, and then they sing it, and then it's like that's kind of how it works. So this is also, there was a lot of like drama around this kind of era of Selena because she was always used to writing her music. She was always used to having her brother produce the music for her, and this was like the first deal at a record label that kind of said, you know what, like, we respect that, but this is how we run. This is how we work. So do you want it or not? And she was just dying to do an English album. She was dying to sing in English. Selena actually grew up speaking English. She grew up speaking Spanish with her family, but very little. But she actually had to learn Spanish to sing in Spanish instead of the other way around of having to learn English to sing in English. She had to learn Spanish to sing in Spanish. So English came very naturally to her. It was very normal. And hence why she probably was very ambitious to have this album happen. It's not like she went against her morals or anything, but this is just kind of stepping outside of her comfort zone, kind of seeing what is out there. And I do have to say, she can sing very, very well in English. And it's just like, it's such a romantic, such a intimate, sensual song. It's just about love. The production behind it is just so, like, kind of like soap opera, kind of slow motion scene, like, honestly, like a telenovela, you know, like the hair is like blowing, and then there's like the little like glitter effects on the screen. That's Selena Quintanilla for you, truly in its most natural form. The next song that I have for you guys lined up was the lead single, the title track, and the most known song postmortem of Selena Quintanilla, and that is Dreaming of You. This song has been sampled many times. One of the sample is actually Pink Panthers. She used it in one of her songs. I can't remember the name of it, but it was right after the Heaven Knows rollout that she had for that album. She released a single, and she actually samples this song, which is really cool. But this is Dreaming of You of Selena Quintanilla here on CITR 101.9, and you're listening to The Scully.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight, and there's no way. sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I still can't believe that you came up to me and said, I love you. I love you too. Now I'm dreaming with you.
That's Dreaming of You by Selena Quintanilla. Beautiful song, if you can't tell. You know that we got that really nice acoustic guitar in the background. But yeah, I told you, she can do a love song. She can sing a love song. And that was Dreaming of You. Title track off of the album. Let's talk about vinyl record pressings that come with this album. The original album actually came out with, I think, only one record pressing of it. And it was just like your, you know, standard black on the original cover. For the album, but recently they just re-released, right, the remastered version of it for the 30th anniversary, and there's quite a couple pressings. So there is the Dreaming of You vinyl on a picture disc. It has a new photo that we haven't seen of Selena. It's a very, honestly, I here's the thing. I liked the remastered 2024, I think, version of Amor Prohibido. Didn't love the vinyls that much. I think it was just a little bit like different, maybe not the vibe that I was expecting, but it was okay. But this like whole like remastered of the Dreaming of You is just so cool. It truly looks like a love letter. It looks like a diary. The font is amazing. The picture disc, both photos are just truly capture the romantic side of Selena. You know, we have the photo and then we have like the cursive writing and then like this like floral S to, you know, signify Selena. And then we have this beige pressing of the album and then this beautiful, my God, rose red, but one of those like dark roses, right? One of those dark rose reds. And it's kind of like a marble. And that's exclusive to, I'm pretty sure it's Target. And then Amazon has the beige pressing. If I can get my hands on one of them, I actually will, because it's, I really want the rose red one actually. But it's a very, very, very nice little design. But I do want to say that unfortunately, because of what happened to Selena, may she rest in peace, there was no tour that accompanied this album at all. This album just ended up being its own thing, doing its own charting and, you know, doing its own thing. She did perform some of the songs prior to at her last concerts, such as Como La Flor, as well as Bidi Bidi Bam Bam and Amor Prohibido. But I'm pretty sure Dreaming of You never actually got a live performance, which is so sad because it would have been so, so nice to hear that live. But without further ado, we're going to go into our next song, which is actually the song that I choked up on earlier today, trying to pronounce it. So I'm going to try again. El Toro Relajo is going to be the next song. It's going to be a Spanish song. So for Spanish listeners out there, it's time to dance a little bit. And for those who aren't Spanish listeners, or Mexican listeners, it's time to dance. I want to see people moving. This is El Toro Relajo by Selena Quintanilla off of her album Dreaming of You here on Discali on CATR 101.9 FM.
Que viene bravo y apéntame tu rebozo, mi vida, pa' capotearlo. Toro, 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 entra de largo, que mi preta chula turito te está mirando.
Dun, dun. Welcome back. You listen to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM. And that was El Toro Relajo by Selena Quintanilla off of the album Dreaming of You. Little interesting known fact. I mean, as I was stressing earlier today in this episode, this was actually not written by Selena. And this is also very, very much out of her kind of general genre that she sings in. Like I said, she is very like Tejano music, queen of Tejano and cumbia. But this is a mariachi song, actually written by Felipe Bermejo. It was recorded by several artists, one of them being Selena. And Selena actually recorded the song in 1994 for specifically one of the soundtracks of a 1995 film called Don Juan de Marco. It's a pretty short song. It's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And the producer is not actually A.B. Quintanilla. It is Jose Hernandez. But it was recorded under Q Productions, which is the family Quintanilla Productions studio in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is pretty cool. So yeah, that's a little something that you need to know. But next up, this song needs no introduction. This song, if you're a Selena fan, as I am, this song is just the song that like helped Selena's career incredibly. This is the song that everybody loves. This is the song that everybody knows of Selena. This is Como la Flor, like the flower. It is just such a beautiful song. The production is just so silky. It feels like a flower, truly. For those out there, there's one specific word in this song that's repeated a lot. Marchitar. It means to wilt. Like when a flower wilts, when it kind of dies down, it becomes like very soft, right? It becomes kind of like floppy. That's what it means. So if you hear that a lot. And then flor, flower, como is like the flower. But yeah, it's just a love song. It's about, you know, comparing yourself or one to a flower. But like I said, it needs no introduction, even though I just fully gave you an introduction. You're listening to Como La Flor here on Discali, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Mm-hmm.
Day Festival is here. Spanning Main Street from 16th to King Edward Ave, this one-day street festival brings the neighborhood together with live music, delicious food, interactive activities, and much more. All brought to you by Mount Pleasant Business Improvement Area. Pleasant Day Festival is a vibrant celebration of the community, culture, and businesses that make Mount Pleasant unique. On Saturday, August 9th, from 12 to 8 p.m. on Main Street, 16th to King Edward Ave, you can see 27 musical performances ranging from actors to Haley Blaze, Indigenous Protocol, The Houseplants, and many more. For more information, check out PleasantDayFest.com. We look forward to seeing you on Main Street on August 9th.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
You listen to Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM. That was Como La Flor by Selena Quintanilla, or Selena. And yeah, just a beautiful song. It's such a fun little song. I love the ending. The ending just feels like the perfect conclusion. I think actually Como La Flor was one of the last songs that Selena performed live, if not the last song that she did perform live, in her little iconic, is it like a purple bell-bottom kind of like pants suit with like a crop top. It's in her museum now that I really wish I can go to at some point in my life, to Corpus Christi. Let's see when I find myself in Texas anytime soon. But yeah, it's such a really cool performance. Everyone should check it out. It's in the Texas Superdome. Pretty sure it's what it's called. Her performance of Como La Flor. We have one last song for Selena before we get into our Discovered Artist of the Week, which we've done before exactly for Selena as well. It is Veronica Mesa. And the last song that I want to play for you guys is called Tú, Solo Tú, another kind of like mariachi-leaning song of the Selena's album Dreaming of You. You're listening to Scully, and this is Tú, Solo Tú.
Mira cómo ando mi amor por tu querer. Borracha y apasionada, no más por tu amor. Mira cómo ando mi bien, muy dada la borrachera y a la perdición. Tú, solo tú, a has llenado de luto mi vida, abriendo una herida en mi corazón. Mi desencanto y desesperación.
Mira cómo ando, mujer, por tu querer.
Solo tu sombra fatal, sombra del mal, me sigue por donde quiera. Y por quererte olvidar, me tiro a la borrachera y a la perdición. Tú, tú, solo tú, eres causa de todo mi llanto, de mi desencanto y desesperación.
Beautiful little ending there on the acoustic guitar. That was Tú, Solo Tú by Selena off of her album Dreaming of You. You're listening to Discolly. That basically wraps up our Artist of the Week, and we are now moving on into our Discovered Artist of the Week, which, like I mentioned, we have done her before. She is none other but Veronica Mesa. If you want to check out the episode we did on her when we last did Selena, definitely check it out. I think that was actually maybe almost a year and a half ago. Almost a year and a half ago, give or take, kind of ish. But yeah, Veronica Mesa is a Canadian Tejano artist. She is a singer-songwriter and she loves all kinds of music. Unfortunately, I think she isn't as active anymore. But when she was active, she did release a couple songs, one single called Amor Como El Mio, and the Consolation EP with three songs called Secretly Consolation and The Way I Love You, which we will get into. And she actually grew up listening to a lot of Tejano music. Her mom would put on Selena's music videos, and one of her favorite songs was actually Cobarde by Selena. So it's really cool to see how artists, you know, influence other people. And at the end of the day, they'll, you know, maybe pick it up themselves. So without further ado, this is Veronica Mesa. Regional Mexican is the genre that they put her under. But this is the song Amor Como El Mio.
Te cuidaré.
Welcome back. That is Veronica Mesa with Amor Como El Mio, a single released back in 2008. So it actually has been a little bit of a hot minute, a hot sec. But as you can tell, it's very, very, very similar to Selena's kind of general style. You know, love song Amor Como El Mio means love like mine. I love to hear a little, what is it called? That's an accordion, right? Yeah, the accordion in the background, just so Mexican to me. we're going to move on to the Consolation EP, and we're going to get into a little bit more of pop on Veronica's kind of side. And we're going to start with Secretly and then make our way down and see how much time we have to get through the songs. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM, and this is Secretly by Veronica Mesa.
High above, that's where you are, unreachable just like a star. If only I could hold the key and seal your eyes so that you could see. But it's so clear from where you stand, I'm simply just a grain of sand. I wish I knew the words to say to make you wanna look my way. Gift of one glance, and I would do anything to have that one chance. But I wish I had the strength to say that I'm falling deeper every day. But I'd rather love you secretly
I'm falling deeper every day. But I'd rather love you secretly than to lose you for eternity. Eternity.
Welcome back. You listened to Scully in the last couple minutes of the show. That was Veronica Missa with Secretly. I did not notice how long the song was, but it is definitely a bit on the longer side. But very much it's giving me more like early 2000s pop, kind of like low-key Disney Channel vibes. But yeah, I mean, it is a love song at the end of the day. But yeah, I do want to announce that up next at noon we have The Eclectic Lunch. Dave Ray presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode, so definitely stick around. I believe that we kind of no longer have that much time for another song. Maybe I'll play a little outro song and just have it be our wrapping it up. But thank you so much for joining us here in Scully today. I'll see you guys next week with new music and a new show episode. Should be fun. We're going to be doing a couple Canadian artists. But yeah, enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll see you guys next week. And here's a little bit of Consolation by Veronica Missa.